So, hey guys, welcome back. This is what, episode 3, I believe? Whatever. So, I'm going to say it's 3. So, I am the Nyx, and I'm here again with Hot Rod. So, anyways, so the last few episodes, we've like introduced ourselves, we've discussed parenting, and how we feel about it, and all of those good things. But, today is January 1st, 2020. Welcome to the new year. Happy New Year. Bust your guns. Pop, pop,
pop. And your damn show was doing that last night. A whole lot of that.
Not where I was, and that's crazy. But then they did kick all those people out. But anyways, so we're like several holidays behind. And Christmas is a really big deal for my family. I don't know about yours, but even the children like it. So today it's going to be all about Xmas, our favorite memories, our worst Christmas, maybe even favorite Christmas movies and Christmas songs. Anything you want to add, Rod?
No, let's get right into it. We're a couple episodes behind, so.
Right. All right. So.
I don't have that great of a memory, so.
I'm going to say it's 3.
Yeah.
So let's say. Well, my Christmas memory, to most, it would seem like a good one, but to me, it was kind of odd. So, boom. It's like 2003, 2004-ish, and my mom was going through some hard times, and money wasn't bountiful. I am the youngest of 3, but me and my siblings are like more than 10 years apart. But then my sister has like hella kids, so they, at that time, it was maybe like 4. So my mom's like trying to care for me and them and the household. And then I think my grandma had passed recently too. So it's like a lot on her. So yeah, like I said, money wasn't fruitful. So she offered her name up for like a church basket thing. I had never been to church at this point. And well, I had, but not like regularly. So I don't even know what that is. I'm like, okay, a church basket. I'm thinking like apples and oranges. Whatever. So she submits our names, our ages, and our sizes. Because I guess the church basket, you might know a little bit about this. The church basket gives you like clothes and...
Yeah, it depends on what people donate that year or what like...
So the church don't buy it?
It's more so like a charity type of deal.
Oh.
People donate to the church and then the church gives to families who sign up to be... part of the program, which generally is for the families who don't have the funds to kind of right. buy gifts and stuff like. So it's a good thing, you know, for families that don't, you know, for parents that don't have the money and they just kind of want to give their kids something. It's not a lot, but it's probably more than what they could have given them on their own. So that's basically what that is.
Okay, so my mom signed up for one of those, or like however it works for the household, for the kids in the house.
Yeah, you submit the children's names.
Ages.
Yeah, the age group, maybe the school that they go to, but other than that, it's not a whole lot that goes into it.
Okay, so my mom did that, and I'm obviously like a teenage girl. Christmas Day comes. Cool. I see the big basket there. So my mom's like, you could open that. So I open it, and there were some apples and oranges, and I was like, who needs this on Christmas? And then I remember there being like that white box of cornflakes that said cornflakes with blue writing on it. And I was like, who would give this to us? And then I remember there being like some other box food. And I was like, okay, there's clothes in here again.
Wait. You didn't get mad about the fruit, but you got mad about the cereal.
I wasn't mad, but it was like, why would this, like, in my mind, I'm like, Christmas is not for fruit and cornflakes. So I'm like, you know, hand that over to my mom. I'm like, I'm a teenage girl. The school I went to was pretty like multicultural. There's white people, there's black people. This is, I need stuff. Like, I'm a teenage girl. So I'm like, okay, there's clothes in here. I don't know what the person told the church, but it was all cargo pants.
Like work pants?
No, cargo pants were trendy for boys at that time.
Good.
So there's like the charcoal gray cargo pants.
You said like 2004?
A little earlier than that, like maybe three.
Okay,
maybe
so big jeans was still in.
Yes. Okay, so yeah, baggy clothes. So, and I was thin, really frail. Like, you've seen the pictures. Like, I didn't have nothing back then. Really? So these are cargo pants. So it's like two pairs of cargo pants. And then it was like those weird sweaters. Like, think of Marlon Wayans. Early seasons. Like,
oh, his, this was those Mecca sweaters.
Okay, so Mecca they sweaters. Gave me his wardrobe and an Xbox. And I was like, where is the lip gloss? Like,
I mean, the Xbox would have made up for everything to me.
Okay, so I wasn't into gaming like that. I had my Game Boy Advances, but that was like minor. But I had an Xbox and I was like, okay, and they gave me NBA Live. So I was like, well, I don't really know about basketball. So I kept it, and the Xbox came with Star Wars, and I was like, what the f-? Like, oh. But I was grateful to have the Xbox, because in the long run, like, I kept it for a long time, and you could put music on it. So I was like burning CDs from my friends. I was playing games. My mom was buying me games every so often, but I was super mad that there was like, I don't even know what nobody else in the house got. Like, I had tunnel vision, and I just remember like just zooming in on this wardrobe of stuff I cannot fit. And there was no way to make it fit. Why would you give me the Wayans Brothers season one wardrobe? Like, and I was so confused. My mom was like, oh, they must have thought you were a boy. And I was like, how did, my name is not even close to being a boy name. They didn't give me nothing, girly. You gave me cornflakes that didn't even have the rooster on it. You gave me produce.
A white box with the black.
It was blue. It's blue.
With the bold letters and cornflakes.
Yes.
No mask.
And then on the back, it's like a picture to show you what to do. Like, you don't need directions. I think there was even peanut butter in it, but it wasn't like Jiffy or nothing.
On. It's just like, just eat it.
Like, what? Like, but the thing is that, like, they brought several things for everybody in the house. And like I said, like, I just remember being so disappointed in what I got. Like, looking like, where is the girl stuff? Like, can I get a hairbrush? Like,
there's no way that they would have known that it was gonna be for a girl. So I guess I kinda get it.
Even if you're supposed to tell them. Like, there's a whole, like, I've seen little things like in a Walmart and something that they have like the kid's name, the kid's age, and they're like, she's a girl. She, like, it was supposed to be I'm a girl. And somebody was like, this little boy, this 12-year-old boy needs cargo pants. And I didn't. I didn't need cargo pants in y'all sizes because I can't even fit what I need. Like, I don't even know what anybody, I don't know what Rihanna, what my niece got. Like, everybody got something. I can't tell you. I think I went upstairs. Like, I think I was just like so sad. I just went upstairs. I was like, I'm gonna go play my game. And I just went upstairs. Boy clothes.
So you, that went down as your,
that's not the worst, but that was the most awkward for me. Like, to
how
know
did it get worse than that? What, not getting something?
Yeah.
Oh, well that's a perfect segue into mine. So okay, so that was your
most awkward
Christmas ever.
Yeah.
Mine was maybe over like a 3-year stretch, where it was like three Christmases back to back to back. That was like, this is not a good, like, I hate Christmas now. Like, this is how it got progressively worse. And I can't really say it was on purpose. More so just the timing was just off.
Always.
When your parents work for themselves, you kind of have to take a extra layer of precaution when those times of the years come around, because especially the type of work that my father did was home improvement work tends to slow down because people are home or it's cold outside. Usually they reserve, you know, those type of jobs for the summertime. But one year, I remember the night before, me and my brothers, we had our room was in the basement. Basically, the entire basement was our room. We had helped my mother set up the tables and all of that because she usually does the Christmas dinners on Christmas Day and invite family over and all of that. So the night before, we were all downstairs. Oh, and my cousin had came over because everybody was going to come over there anyway. So they just stayed the night before, which was a little weird considering, like, you got to wake up to no gifts. Like, we going to open our stuff and it's like, you just got to, just kind of got to be there to witness it. Little did we know, we all were opening nothing day. We had no clue. Like, this, it got to the point where we had gotten a little older and the kids were more the focal point, which would have been my little sister, Kayla, my niece and my nephews. Like, they were like, the Christmas was for them. Yeah, it wasn't like more so for us. Yeah, it wasn't for us anymore. Which we had a hard time accepting that. But that was the worst one because we didn't get anything. The Christmas before that, it was a pair of slippers, house slippers. They weren't even good slippers. They were just like, hey, there's some shoes. Get them. Like, they'll like it. It's cold in the basement. Like, it was an environmental move. And the year before that, I think we got, what did we get? I think it was like some socks or something, or like it was a watch. One of those Christmases, I got a watch. I remember that distinctively because it had a brown leather band, and I asked my mother for a watch, but I wasn't thinking that kind of watch. I was thinking more so like one of those sport Nike watches.
Oh, she got you a dad watch.
That's the kind of watch I was thinking. And she didn't get it, and probably like a couple months later, we just so happened to be in Walmart and I saw a Nike watch and I wanted it so bad. So I just bought it for myself and I was like, Merry Christmas to me. But Christmas was way gone. I should have letting Christmas go by then, but I was still upset because it was like back to back years where we just didn't get anything. But for the gift side of it, that's what made it bad for us. Like, we were more upset. We were so selfish. Like, we wanted gifts, especially after years prior, you get something every single year. They asked, what is something, if you could only get one thing, what would it be?
Yes.
The last Christmas that was like off the chain for me was a PlayStation 2. When I got that PlayStation 2, this Christmas topped every Christmas ever because that game system was the one thing I asked for that was like number one on the list. And it was like a couple of other things, but I just knew in my mind, count that one as a loss, because at the time PlayStation 2 was still kind of new, so it was running, I think it was like $250, $300 or something like that. So my parents got slick on me. They bought a used one, which at first I was just like, y'all couldn't have bought this new? Like, I wanted to take the plastic off it. I wanted to do all of that, but it just came in a box that said PlayStation on it. The stuff was wrapped up in like rubber bands and stuff like that. It came from a legit, you know, retailer, which was GameStop. So I was happy about that. Like, that was like the pinnacle. And then from that to the next year, slippers, socks, a watch. It was like, this is getting bad. Like, we can't, like, pretty soon we're not going to get anything. And from that point on, especially living with my parents, that was pretty much it. Like, it gotten so frequent that Christmas became exciting to me for the food. That's where it kind of changed for me. And that's when I knew I was becoming an adult. And I couldn't look for gifts anymore. And that's just, for the gift side, that's what made Christmas bad for me. And I stopped liking it for a while, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And that was just being selfish.
No.
But it's like, you can't build me up to a PlayStation 2 and then drop me down to slippers. Like, I don't think I deserve that. And I was working with my father that summer too. So I was just like, yeah, I'm putting in this good work. He's going to make sure I'm good at the end of the year. Boy, was I wrong. it became all about the children. And it wasn't like they wasn't trying to get us stuff on purpose. It was like, y'all getting older. Like, That time has passed.
See, I would have liked to have had that conversation. And that's what I, like you saying, is selfish. That's what I always felt a little bit, not resentment, but just like a slight anger. Like, especially sometimes when it was just me and my mom in the house. And I'm just like, if you know you don't got it, I'd rather you admit it. But my mom would, is the type to never
tell me say that. Like, and then I don't build myself up to expecting something. And then I think that's what will make me even more angry is if I'm thinking that I'm going to get something and it doesn't happen. And then it's like, you don't love me anymore or something. Like, what did I do?
I never felt like unloved, but I just felt
I took it to the extreme.
I just felt like you it could have been handled better. Like, yeah, I like an art kit, but don't get me this cheap one. Like, yeah, I wanted a keyboard for like 10 years straight, but like, don't get me a cheap, like, or don't get me nothing. Like, I remember one time she gave me like 2 Care Bears and it was sad. Like, I went and I got them and I think I like went back upstairs and went to sleep and she was just still cooking and I'm just like, I'm the only one here and I'm pretty sure my nieces and nephews are going to come and they're going to have stuff. But it's just like, have that conversation with me. Like, I wasn't even that old at the time, but like, talk to me about it, but just don't have me like, because people call, like back then people were calling each other like, hey, what did you get? And I'm like, lying.
Oh yeah, the landline was still popping.
Yeah, down. Like my best friends would call, Lasandra would call and be like, me and Denny got skates. Like, and I'm like, well, I got this Care Bear that go on the dock. So then I'm lying about stuff that I don't even have. Like, oh, I didn't get to open all my other stuff yet. Like, there was nothing else.
That was a hard fall from grace. Because it's like I took it hard every single time.
Yeah, me too.
Because it was like, what's next? What's next? You gonna put me out?
Am
I gonna open the door one morning to check the mail and the military gonna be on the porch talking about you've been drafted? Like, it was a weird transition for me. And as a kid, you don't want a Christmas to go by without getting something.
Yes.
I mean, at a point I learned to appreciate, all right, they from the financial standpoint, they didn't have a lot. So it's like I just started appreciating what they could get me. But even still, it's like you said, like that conversation should have been had.
I think it does. After a certain age, you need to be like,
you don't even got to tell me. You can just write a little letter, say, hey, boom. Christmas is not, you know, we can't, you know, there's the younger babies. We have to make sure that they get something. And it's more towards them. Now, I know there's the whole Christmas epiphany, you know, Christmas isn't supposed to be about this and that. But let's be real. Black families is all about the gifts.
Granted, the parents
it's all about the gifts.
My mom probably did feel shitty about not being able to give me something, which is probably why she just let me do whatever I want and still give me stuff now. But like, I still strongly feel that there should be some acknowledgement, like on both ends. Like, don't have me upset and sad and then you are also feeling bad. Like, talk, you know, like, let me know. Like, don't go get something that I don't even want. Like, you making me make a list of 3 things that I want, and I know damn well that you're not balling, so I can't ask for nothing outrageous. Like, I'm going to ask for a cell phone every year, but I know I'm not going to get it. But you just come home with Care Bears. Like, I just don't.
All right. That's why I feel like going in 2020... New Year's resolution 2020, tell your kids they ain't getting nothing for Christmas. So don't build them up. Don't have them thinking that they're going to get something if you know that they're in that transition phase.
I don't even think that should be an excuse for that at this point.
It buys you out of getting stuff and it doesn't tear them down.
First of all, everybody know what Christmas is. Everybody know.
Every time.
Everybody
know. You can be in a coma and wake up and you be like, you can feel when Christmas is coming.
You know when Christmas is coming. If you don't go and put some money aside to get this little boy some felines, okay. I'm not gonna say it's no excuse. You know shit do be happening in life, but I just feel like you should have something more reserved. I've learned, I'm still trying to grasp the whole like birthday holiday thing. So I already seen how the Walmart sales be after the holidays.
It's like they should have did this a couple days before Christmas.
So listen, like, as far as I will have toys stocked up. Like, I might have to, like, how people be like super couponing and stuff. Like, I might have a toy chest.
Yeah, rent a storage lock, a small storage locker, and just load it up.
Yes.
And then you just pop through there every year. Just be like, what we gonna get them this year? We hit them with off with these this squadron over here.
Oh, so and so just had a baby. Oh, I could take this. Like,
but I got one in storage too. Yeah, right. Go grab that. Yeah. So, I think they should do that. So, as far as bad Christmases go, that goes down as a 3-year stretch of like
the transition. But you and your cousins?
Yeah. They might have been hit with the bad news a little earlier than we were, to be honest with you. But I mean, it all trended in the same direction. I don't know if my mother had a conversation with her her sister about it, but my cousin 1 year, he got a football, and I think that was the last thing he got. And we all played with that football just about every single summer. So in the long run, it was money well spent.
No.
Oh, that football got some miles on it.
$9 football.
Matter of fact, I just bought me one for this past Christmas because I knew I wasn't getting nothing. Like, why would I assume that I'm getting anything? I mean, my kids, they not old enough to buy me stuff. So.
And we agreed to not get each other gifts.
We did. But we'll go over that in the next segment.
So on the flip side, best Christmas ever. Okay, so I feel corny talking about what my best Christmas is ever because it involves you. And so I was in college.
Corny.
I was in college.
Corny.
Won a semester because I had messed up for like a year straight and I was trying to redeem myself without having to do extra time in jail. I mean, in college. So... I had to take one or two classes basically. But that was like, you know, I go to a Catholic university with mostly white girls. I see them on tablets. I see them on laptops. And I'm like, I need this. Like, I need one so bad. And me and you went and checked it out. And there was some issue when me and you went and checked it out. And then I told my mom about it and she had some issue about it too. So like, in my mind, this tablet don't exist. I don't even think I asked for nothing else. Like, I just really wanted that tablet. Like, I felt like I needed it.
Yeah, and it was kind of a big deal because I had to catch a bus. Like, because we didn't drive at the time. So, right. We had to catch a bus everywhere. So, if you go to a location and try to find something, everything in you expects to find it because you go to bus there to find it. It's like, it's a wasted trip if you don't find it. That was part of, and it was the Christmas holiday, so people is just like packed
buying
in these
everything,
malls.
Yeah.
So when I went to go find it, it was like they didn't have it, and I think they were like on back order or something. So it was kind of a loss, cause like, and I mean at the time she understood, but you know when you really want something, you know you kind of get a little let down when you can't find it or it's not, you can't get it.
Like me and him went to the store and then basically was like, no. And then he went to the mall with his brother. And then again, it was just like, no. And then I think my mom had even tried looking for it and it was just like, no. So I'm like, okay, cool. You know, like, I'll just have to wait and get it some other time. I was working. So I'm thinking like, okay, text time or something like that. But then Christmas comes, I'm sitting in the chair and my nieces and nephews are opening all that stuff. And then here, I think you went first.
Yeah, I was standing behind you when you were sitting on the couch.
So, yeah, you gave me what you got me.
Which was?
The shoes. You did shoes first and then tablet.
Your shoes?
Okay, so whatever. I remember this.
No, because I got you that bracelet the same year.
Yes, but that was, I'm doing in order of the gifts. Okay. So I'm sitting in the chair and everybody's unwrapping their gifts. So Rodney comes out with his creepy face. Being so proud, and he bought me a pair of like cranberry Converses, and I was like, oh wow, because he actually did make me throw out a pair that I had before, and he bought me some Timberland boots.
Expensive.
I still have both of those shoes today, so I was like, oh wow, this is so great. He had wrapped the boxes and everything. I was like, oh, this is awesome. And then my mom wasn't even in the room, so everybody's just going on talking, and she come out the kitchen. And she gives me a gift, a box. And I'm like, what is this?
And she cried.
I unwrapped it. And it was a tablet. The Samsung Tab 2.
She cried.
And I shed a little thug tear.
No, it wasn't a shed.
I shed a little thug tear because I was like, how did you get this?
This is a full-on face leak.
And she was like, she had went with my sister somewhere. And they... Initially, they couldn't find it, just like everybody else had said. And then somehow, some way, they got their hands on it. And
yeah, this thing was like top of the line
back then. Tablet. Yeah, it was like the iPad equivalent.
Like, yeah, you could not, like, if you were late to getting it or if you didn't know where to get it, you was not gonna get this thing.
Yeah, because this was on tablets, was just jumping out the window. Yeah. So I was like, oh my gosh, like, to have that, like, I was so freaking happy, because all I kept saying was like, I really want this for school. I really need this for school. And then I had it, and I took that thing with me to my winter semester, like, during break, I was video chatting you. I was watching TV. Like, I took that, I downloaded textbooks on it. Like, this tablet was necessary. And then here come you, trying to outdo that, because I'm still trying to wipe my face off, trying to figure out what I'm doing. And here he come with a tennis bracelet.
Oh, yeah. Set me back, too.
So I'm like, what? Like, I think that was our first Christmas together.
That was so long ago. I don't even remember, but I'm going to say it was.
Okay.
Just for the sake of the show.
It was either like our first or second one, but Rodney was just trying to make it apparent in front of my family that he really liked me. But a tennis bracelet, I was like, okay, that means a pair of sneakers, a pair of boots.
Yeah, that was a big come up.
That bracelet, I wore that bracelet until the clasp got real weird.
It got loose, which I still
need to fix. He still has not fixed it. It's been like 4 years.
Because I need to upgrade it.
Okay, nobody's asking for an upgrade. We're asking for it fixed.
You didn't ask for the tennis bracelet. And the tablet. You got it.
I still got the tablet. Like, I was so happy. Like, I still have pictures of me, like, chilling in the quiet lounge with my tablet. And that was just so, like, after all those years of asking for stuff and not getting it, to asking for something, and then everybody who I'm asking, talking to about it, like, cannot find it. Like, not simply not wanting to get it, that's different. But, like, to try to get it, even myself, to try to get it, and then be told, it don't, you can't get it right now, was like, wow. But then to actually freaking get it, like, yeah. Bitch, what? Like, yeah, I'ma cry. Like,
everybody was out here putting in work for you to find this tablet, and it was worth it. It really was. Now, I don't know if I had like a what I would classify the best Christmas. Like, I don't think I started really, really enjoying Christmas until my kids were born. The fact that I could get them gifts and see them open them and unwrap them and excitement on their face, like, that is everything to me. So. Personal, like, I can remember a Christmas where we didn't have a Christmas tree. We didn't have decorations. It was basically when we woke up in the morning, there was like maybe 3 or 4 gifts like on the foot of our beds. And we had bunk beds at the time. It was like, it was a couple of things. And I remember distinctly, I had a fire truck. I loved this fire truck. Like, that was the only thing I played with day in and day out. I don't know what happened to it. I don't know. I don't have that deep of a memory bank for that day, but I do remember that fire truck. Like, as a kid, I think that was probably one of the biggest, like, surprises, I think, that I wasn't expecting, because, I mean, Christmas really wasn't that talked about.
Yeah.
But I knew it was Christmas. I knew what Christmas was about, but I wasn't expecting anything. But as far as a childhood go, that was probably like the best one for me outside of the PlayStation 2 one. Like, that was just the last hurrah. But like recently, the kids and their Christmas is like that. I look forward to seeing them open stuff up. I don't really enjoy the process of buying the stuff as much because you got to fight the crowds and you got to know what store to go to. The aisles are destroyed. It's like, it's a lot of stress. Like, if I could remove that part of it, and then not even to mention this year, Amazon, I don't know what they were on. I don't understand how their whole process works fully, apparently. But if I order something to be delivered on a specific day, I expect it to be there on a specific day.
Yes.
Like, I use, because we stay in an apartment complex and I don't trust people and I don't want them dropping stuff off at the leasing office like that. Something like that big, because it would, like, if I didn't get a notification that it was down there, they would send it back to wherever it came from. So I sent some of the kids things to Amazon, the hub lockers, which was, you know, it's fine. But if you allow me to put an order in and the order process it goes through, and you tell me that there's going to be a locker reserved for that thing, I expect it to be there.
Yeah.
Not they try to make delivery and, oh no, it's not available. And then there's a mad scramble to try to figure out what to do next. Like, that's irritating as hell. Fix that. Please fix that.
Dear Amazon.
Yeah, like, please fix that. Like, that's inexcusable. I don't think that should be, you know, a problem that people should be having, especially at that time of year. Like, it's critical time. Like, people want their stuff. They want to wrap it. They want to have it under the tree.
Yeah.
So when it's time to open that stuff, people got it. And I don't want to be running out to no store trying to find stuff. Like, no. But this Christmas was probably one of the best I think the kids have had.
Oh my God.
To date. And it had nothing to do with what we bought them. This had everything to do with the grandparents. Which is the greatest part about the kids having grandparents. You don't have to buy a lot of stuff.
Facts.
So it's like, this is how we do, our family, in our household, this is how we operate. We buy them, maybe 4 or 5 gifts.
Yes.
For Christmas. Because we know the grandparents are going to probably triple that or double that maybe. And then what we do is in February, we go all out for them. Like, full shopping sprees.
Yeah.
For ourselves and the kids as well. And because for me, tax season is the second coming of Christmas.
Yeah.
There's obviously because of the extra money being there. And, you know, we work hard all year as being parents and working. You want to take a time where you can have an X amount of dollars and you can just spend it on whatever you want with no conviction.
Yeah.
Like, the first thing we always do is we pay our bills first. And whatever's left, we take that and we have fun with it, which is going to be the same case this year. But it's going to be a little different because we want to buy new furniture. I'm going to purchase a truck this year. It sounds like we got we rolling in the
Ooh,
money like that.
Money.
But I can say this, every year that I've worked, I've made more money the next year than I did the previous year. So we kind of have that luxury going for us right now. So I kind of just, I really look forward to that for the kids. So like, that's my, like, this is one of the best Christmases I've ever had far
as a parent
enjoying Christmas, like how I used to feel. Like the way I felt about Christmas now is the way I used to feel as a kid, knowing that I was gonna get something. So it was always well worth it for me.
Yeah, I'm trying to get back into the whole spirit. It just seemed like it's a lot for me right now, but I'm gonna grasp it. Like I said, I'm gonna have my little stockpile going. Like, I'm going to be ready for whatever. My kids can ask for anything, and I might have it. If I ain't got it, I'm going to trade to get it. If I can't trade, I'll go find it. I'll be in Jingle All the Way Part 2. Like, but, yeah, I'm trying to get a grasp on the holidays again.
It's a fun time. It always is for me. Plus, I think we did more this year than we did last year.
You know who has the best time for Christmas, though?
What's that?
Mariah Carey.
We didn't even talk. You know what? About that, Mariah Carey, I just saw this today on
Twitter. Are you
Twitter
a hater?
Too. No, not well, yeah, because I don't make that kind of money, so yeah, why wouldn't you be? Anyway, I saw on Twitter, she made for like, what was it like, this is like the third consecutive
the
decade,
fourth maybe,
where she has topped the charts in like earnings from one song,
yes,
one song, not the album.
Just that one song.
I was like, that is ridiculous. Like, she literally don't have to do nothing else.
She could sleep all year.
We make jokes about celebrities that don't have to do nothing, but she really don't have to do nothing.
She kind of should stop her, trying to do stuff.
Though. Her and Macaulay Culkin, it's obvious that he don't got to do nothing. The way he walk around just popping up on people.
He definitely do just do what he wants.
And it's almost like no one's even surprised that it's him. Which is weird because a few years ago, he was in the news for all the wrong reasons.
That's child actors for you.
And it's now, it's like he's got his life cleaned up. Now he's shooting Home Alone commercials, you know, yeah. Trying to be funny and all of that. I was like, well, good for you.
He just made a guest appearance on a show I was watching on Hulu called Dollface.
Yeah. So it's like, I want to have one of those type come ups where I get famous for, well, not, I don't even think I want fame, honestly. I think
you
I
want
just
money.
Want... Right, I want to be able to do something and make good money while doing it. That I think that's what everybody wants, which is why I think one of the reasons why A, we created this show, and B, we kind of want to share our stories. I mean, because a lot of times you really, you just want to share what you go through because you think somebody would, relate, and people would might just enjoy it.
Yeah, I agree.
So, I mean, those two reasons. And then thirdly, you know, for the money, obviously, but that's normal.
Money's always the motive.
In today's age, you can literally make money off of anything. As long as somebody like it, you will make bank.
I wonder how much Andrew Caldwell making, because.
Oh my God. I don't even, you know what? That's your boy. You can talk about him. Because his last video, I was like, there's no way. There's no way he's not retarded.
You better watch out. You better not watch shit.
He is retarded. I don't care what nobody says. And yeah, I'm using the word retarded because I'm using it in a way that explains his videos.
No, he like, something's really wrong with that man, Mr. I Am Delivered. Like, his Christmas video had me in tears. Like, he had on a full face of makeup, talking about Merry Christmas from the Caldwell family.
Merry Christmas from the Caldwell.
Then he went on rapping about food. Like, what are you talking stupid about? This man swear he like women, but he don't. But, you know.
I don't know who he's trying to convince. That was a PR stunt, if you ask me.
No, I don't think that was a PR stunt.
What else could it have been? What other reason would he have had to go out on a limb and say that?
I don't know.
Like, it's obvious. And then, matter of fact, okay, if you, in fact, don't like women, you sure still dress and act like a woman. Will I get in trouble for saying that? I don't care.
But he does. He does. That's why people call him First Lady and Sis.
I did not know that.
Oh, he gets upset about that. But like I said, like, he wears as much makeup as I do when I go out. Like, yeah. You know how there's different cuts of shirts? I think Dave Chappelle made this joke about Prince. Like, there's button-up shirts and then there's blouses. Like, there's a reason why there's a difference between your shirts and my shirts. And he insists on buying the women's shirts. Like, you buy blouses and your jackets are cut for women, just like when Michael Scott had on a women's suit. Like, this is obviously cut for a woman. And you're wearing that. This is a ladies' church hat. Like, what are you doing?
He's on a basketball court wearing a blouse.
That would be Andrew. Like,
where'd you get that shirt? And the damn shit wasn't the men's department. That's funny though. Like, I mean, his little Merry Christmas. What is it? A holiday greeting or whatever.
I mean, at least he had a white Christmas, I think, because he had posted, you know, him in the snow some days before. So maybe he had a white Christmas. Would have been nice for us to have had one.
Yeah, the weather's just been weird. Was it winter now? It's just been weird.
It's officially winter. Ava even asked for snow, and I was like, I don't even remember there being snow on Christmas.
None that I can remember. It's been a while. Right. A long while. And if it did snow, it was like a dusting. Light dusting.
The year I had her, 2015, on Christmas, it was like 65 degrees.
And it was raining. I remember that because I drove slow. Yeah. Because I was so scared that I didn't want to hit nothing. I'm like, I got a new baby in the back seat. You in the passenger seat still ailing from the surgery. Of them having to
pull her out,
fix stuff.
It was a hard Christmas too because I had just had a baby, so it's like a good moment for me. It's Christmas, but then my niece was in the hospital with her baby.
Yeah, that was tough.
It was like,
and nobody came to the dinner, right?
No,
like, the dinner. Yeah, her mother had already started cooking, but it just kind of went south really, really quick.
People were coming to get plates, but nobody stayed.
That was probably one of the
hardest. That wasn't hard, but it was
most nerve-wracking / exciting Christmas, because the whole time I was just laying in the bed looking at this little baby. Like, it was so surreal. But we ain't gonna talk about this episode. I think we talk about our kids way too much.
You do.
I mean, that's my life. We gotta get into something else in this show or we gonna lose people.
All right.
So
let's say Christmas songs. Let It Snow or All I Want for Christmas by Mariah. You want
to? That's the Boys and Men song, right?
Yes. Big Fresh Prince, Baby Nicki.
Because Mariah makes so much money, I'm going to say Boys to Men.
Wow, just off of that?
I mean, Okay, well, maybe I'm about to categorize this wrong, but If you walked into my house, like you didn't live there, what would you expect to hear? The Boyz II Men song or the Mariah Carey song?
Your house?
Knowing who, like the type of person that I am.
Oh, definitely. Boyz II Men.
See, it would suit me more. So that's where I would go with that one. Okay. So my vote is Boyz II Men.
All right.
I mean, it's a good beat. It got a good beat. It's nice and slow. Makes you feel warm inside.
See, there's other Christmas songs that I don't know if you remember. TLC's Christmas song called like Sleigh Ride.
Yeah, I know that one.
Or Destiny's Child, 8 Days
of TLC. TLC.
Okay, I actually agree.
TLC. Yeah, that's a jam right there. That is definitely a jam.
I want to do Christmas in Hollis, but I don't know another rap Christmas song.
Curtis Blow got some jams out there.
For Christmas?
Yeah. You better recognize. Curtis Blow, he was, I think he was like the Christmas rap king for a little bit there.
Wow. Okay, just, but still, would you take Curtis Blow or Run DMC?
I do know both. I like Curtis Blow better because he had that rubber bounce to his music. Run DMC was aggressive.
Yeah.
They were really aggressive.
Even talking about what their mom was cooking. I was just like, all right.
Yeah, I'll take Kurt.
Okay, so who had the best version of This Christmas? Because, you know, the old folks gonna forever say The Temptations. I think it was The Temptations that sang it. And then, you know, people a little younger than us gonna be like, but Chris Brown killed it. It's his song now.
See, the problem with that one is you putting a classic against which would be considered like what, new school?
Yeah.
Which most people would go with the classic because the familiarity with it.
I mean, it's the same song. It's just like who you want to hear sing it.
If it's all right, if it's me at home with my family and it's not really like a party scene, I'll go with The Temptations. Okay. If it's a Christmas party, I'll go with the Chris Brown because it's a more upbeat kind of get you, oh, look at the babies over there dancing, like that kind of mood. That I saw, yeah. Well, in situational, I would take The Temptations over Chris Brown versus the party scene where it would be the reverse.
Right. Okay. So Jackson 5.
I don't care who you put them up against.
No, it's just them versus them. Okay. I saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus or Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Because you know those
okay. Santa Claus is Coming to Town have to win because of the controversy of I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus.
Who was the mother kissing?
Michael thought it was old Saint Nick that came in to the house and dropped off some extra gifts for Mommy. Little did he know his father. Okay, let me tell you the truth. There was foreplay.
Oh, okay? My God. Oh, role playing.
They were role playing. Michael, little nosy self, should have been upstairs sound asleep with his brothers and sisters. But no, he just had to sneak on downstairs and see what the commotion was about. Little did he know that was his own father. He thought Mommy was living the foul life. Because he couldn't see his father's face. The lights was probably low. They probably had music going. Probably had some, I don't know what he was drinking back then. But I'm going to just say some Mad Dog or something. Or some Ripple. I don't know. But it was Christmas time. And I guess the getting was good. So I'm going to say the other song.
Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Not the So Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. Not that one.
All right. Well, I wish that I could go over more Christmas songs, but...
All right, let's do a one-off on movies. Two films, which one takes the cake? You hit the crown one
for Friday After Next.
Every single Christmas.
Friday After Next.
From now until the end of time.
Friday.
No.
After.
No.
The next.
That plays in the hood. That don't get universal play.
It should. That's what it should,
but it doesn't. That's just the reality of it.
Rest in peace, John.
So, you got two options.
A Christmas Story.
A Christmas Story versus...
Home Alone.
One.
She should have gotten CPS called on her. So I'm voting for A Christmas Story. Because how are you just going to leave your kid?
The purity in A Christmas Story has to win it for me. Because that movie, as good as Home Alone was, there was still a lot of underlining story in that movie. Like a lot should have happened to Kevin. A whole lot.
A lot should have happened to a lot of people in that movie.
And a Christmas man, story, it was just straight. Grown men, it was just wholesome. Keep on
trying to diddle this boy in this house, and ain't nobody, no law enforcement.
They were persistent.
This is more than a robbery at this point. You want this man's butt?
They tried. I don't know what the plan was, but they sure enough had some bad stuff on their mind. I tell you that much. I don't know. That's one of those movies where I love it, but I don't think I love it more than A Christmas Story. Sidebar, did you know there's black children in A Christmas Story? Like, you never notice it after watching it for so many times. You don't notice it. I counted three of them. I think it was like two boys and a girl.
Yeah.
I first noticed them in the classroom. I think it was the scene where they all put the buck teeth in their mouth.
Yeah.
And you can see one of the children in like the background. And then the other scene when
they was outside. Each other.
Right. They was outside playing
I double dare. Dare you.
It's like I was blown away. And then I was like, all right, now I gotta watch this movie again to see what else I missed. Like that movie, it's so many gems, small gems in that movie that you would never notice because you get caught up in
the main characters.
Right. You get caught up in them and their hijinks. Like, you don't even notice all of this other stuff that happens in the background, which I think that's what makes that a great movie. I done seen Home Alone every which way, both in and out. That movie forced you to pay attention to the little stuff. Whereas A Christmas Story, you just pay attention to the story that's being told. Everybody knows the Christmas Story movie was about Ralphie not being bullied. Well, trying to avoid being bullied.
Yeah.
Getting his gun that he wanted and making sure Santa Claus got the message across. Like, that's all the movie was about. And his dad being a part-time, like, low-key freak.
Because of that lamp.
But, you know.
Ralphie was too.
She was a deviant because she tried to sabotage every turn she got. Every turn she got. His brother Randy, he was a scaredy cat. Like, he wanted no parts of violence.
Daddy's gonna kill Ralphie.
He wanted no parts of the violence. And then the neighbor dogs. I don't know why he felt like he needed to let his dogs off the leash and run through the city. And they always ended up next door in their house. Like, I don't understand. Which made it a funny element because it's like, I don't care if his doors were closed. They were busting through them doors. It was hilarious. That's a great movie through and through. So pound for pound, my vote is A Christmas Story.
Yeah, I agree. It's always going to be A Christmas Story.
Yeah, but on the urban side of things, Friday after next, it has to be ranked like top five Christmas movies, I would say.
But people don't consider it a Christmas movie for some reason, but like it starts off with the Christmas song. But they can
consider, was it Die Hard?
Yeah.
Well, and I don't get that one.
Stealing is in a Christmas suit. It's all happening Christmas Day, Christmas Eve. Like, this is a Christmas movie.
Christmas Eve into Christmas Day, I believe.
Money Mike was dressed up as a gift for Damon. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, it was hilarious. But unfortunately, that movie don't get played all across the boards because there's a cultural divide.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I think if people give it a chance, I think they would like it. They may not play it in front of the children, but it's a good movie nonetheless. Matter of fact, Friday After Next is a real Christmas movie. Meaning, it's not all happy thoughts.
Yeah.
It's not all we got it like that. This was a real Christmas struggle film.
Through and through.
And at the end of it, there was a good message. We caught the crackhead. And we got our stuff back. That's what that movie is.
Yeah, Craig got the girl. Damon got his girl.
Mike didn't get raped.
He did. Well,
no, he didn't.
No, he almost got raped. Right. Miss Pearly almost had Sweet Dirk Willie.
And guess what? All of these were small Christmas miracles. Anytime you don't get raped on Christmas, that's a Christmas miracle. So that's pretty much Well, that's our Christmas this year, right?
Yeah.
That's all of it. So that's the end of that one.
All right. So that ties up our Christmas episode. I'll have a next nugget for you for the New Year episode. I don't have nothing in regards to right now. But I hope you guys enjoy. You have a lot of social media. You need to listen to all of our episodes. You need to come back and listen to more episodes. So,
yeah, we're going to dig into quite a few different topics. Like, I want to do a hip hop, like a top 10 hip hop.
Hip Hop Anonymous.
Yeah, I want to do a top 10 R&B. I want to do a, I don't know if there's a top 10.
We're going to do a freestyle battle.
We are?
No.
Oh, okay.
I can't freestyle.
I was about to say. I need to start writing.
Oh, you going to write your rhymes? Oh, you whack.
That's what everybody do.
I'm going old school. I'm going like Jay-Z and Lil Wayne.
Okay.
The Carter 2. All
right.
Best rapper alive.
You aiming for the stars there.
So, yeah. You guys check back in, you know? Bye.
All right. We out of here.